Blog Talk Radio. Hello, hello. Thank you for tuning in to The Joyous Word. Again, I am your host, Mother Jenkins, and I'm always excited to be on the radio and talking to all of you all. I thank God for my audience, and I thank God for my listeners, and I thank God for the opportunity anytime to talk to you guys. Now, I do want to let you know Mother got a little cold tonight, so I'm not going to be before you long. I'm just praying to God will hold my voice up for a minute. My guest tonight, who is Michael A.V. Mitchell, was unable to attend tonight. So I just want to touch on a few things. And then, again, I'm not going to be before you long. And we will find out what's going on with Mr. A.V. Because he's supposed to be on the radio. So things happen, honey, and God is in control. But one of the things I want to mention is that Mother's Day is coming up on the 10th. And I, you know, the closest thing to me, to the agape love of God being unconditional, is the love of a mother. Now, I'm not saying there ain't no fathers out there that don't love their children unconditionally. But I'm just saying it's a special bond between a mother and her child, or at least it should be. Excuse me, honey. That's the way it was meant to be. That's the way God designed it. Because you think about it, honey, they shared the same body for at least 8 to 9 months in most cases. I mean, some came out early, but that's a long time to be housed before you get evicted in someone's body. So there's a special bonding there. So I'm saying all of that to say this. That is a very special day. And even if your mother tells you, don't get her nothing or don't worry about calling her or come by, honey, she would appreciate anything that you do because it's not really the gift. So even if it's a card, you know, somebody asked me today, said, if I got you this big bouquet of flowers, if you were my mother, would you be happy? I said, yeah, I would be happy. But I'd also be happy if it was one flower stuck in a stick. Just because you remembered. So, you know, those are the things that we bless God for. So, again, remember your mother on Mother's Day. Make sure that you take special time out to say hello to her, to call her. You know, and again, it's not about the gift. It's about the thought. So, again, my guest was unable to make it tonight. And maybe God knew that that was best because mother's not feeling the best. But I do want to mention a couple things tonight in Mr. Mitchell's absence. And one of them is the mother in Boston that caught her son out there protesting and throwing rocks, and she beat him, not even though she was being recorded, not even knowing that it was going to reach the media. Now, isn't it funny that it is coming up on Mother's Day, and this is a woman who is being hailed a hero, as they say, because she beat her child and embarrassed him in front of everybody, and she didn't care nothing about it. She was trying to save her son's life. And that's exactly what she did. She said, I don't want him to be another Freddie Gray. God rest his soul. And you know, It saddens me that there is so much turmoil in the world. But Mother's just going to speak her mind for a minute, if you don't mind. And one of the things is, honey, we are all different. We all have different cultures. When people say they don't see color, unless they colorblind, they gonna see color. And ain't nothing wrong with you seeing color. You know, that's not respectful to me when you say, oh, I don't see color. That ain't what I respect. What I respect is how you treat people regardless of color. Honey, God put color here for us to be able to see. He colored the moon. He colored the sky. He colored the rainbow and the flowers. Honey, and so he wants us to see color, but he also wants us to be respectful to one another. So, you know, what I was going to say is, we raise our children differently. It ain't always the best. Everybody ain't the best mother, and everybody ain't the best father. And certainly there is none perfect other than thee. But, you know, what I want to say is, honey, to me it got worse when people started stepping in trying to tell the African-American community how to raise their children. Now, don't get me wrong, there's some other things that have reflected our influence. You know, when the crack epidemic came through, honey, it wiped a whole lot of people out. It was almost like, I don't know if y'all ever seen that program with the Men in Black, and they had that little pen thing, and when they wanted to wipe out your memory, they tell you to look at that little pen, and they hit it, that light flash on it, you didn't even know who you was, where you were standing, or nothing. Honey, that's to me how the crack epidemic came into the neighborhood, you know, mainly the black neighborhoods. Now, I'm not saying it didn't spread abroad, because that's what happens. It starts, everything starts somewhere. But it started in the black communities, you know, we dropped the ball. We dropped the ball. A lot of the kids were trying to take care of the parents because the parents were under the influence of addiction, if you will, under the spirit of addiction, because it's certainly a spirit. So now we're trying to regain the reins that we lost, and now people have come in with their own ideas of how our children should be raised. They say, don't spank your children. Because it messes with their self-esteem. Put them in time out. And you know, don't talk about you. And like I said, we didn't do everything right. But, honey, we didn't do everything wrong either. And if you think about it, even a broken clock is right twice a day. So, excuse me, honey, excuse mother. There, you know, there are some principles that we, because a lot of our children have single parents. So we had to step up to the plate a little differently. A lot of the mothers couldn't say, wait till your father got home. Because it may not have been a father to come home. And it's not always because he abandoned the children, but sometimes they was in jail. And some of them might have ended up being, you know, killed in the streets. Whether it was by the hands of their own peers, by addiction, or by the police or authority. But all I know is there is a spirit of murder that is running about in the communities. And, honey, we got to really stand up and trust God. See, honey, when you kick God out, people keep saying, why ain't God, don't destroy everybody that's evil. Because if he destroyed everybody that was evil, he would wipe out all mankind. Because all of us have sinned and come short. He would have to wipe all the mankind out again. So his grace has been sufficient, but he told us he would never leave or forsake us. And what do? We kick him out. We kick him out of the schools. We kick him out of the programs. We kick him off TV. We say that we living in a society where everything goes and anything goes. So, you know, I just want to say today, bring God back. Bring him back, honey, because prayer changes things. Prayer changes things. And when we pray together on one accord, honey, when we pray together on one accord, we change the atmosphere. So, you know, they talk about all the stuff that's going on in Boston right now, honey. We got to pray. And it's really sad. You know, I've heard people say, you know, be the change you want to see. But it didn't change to be bad overnight, and it can't change to be good overnight. There's a lot of people that died in those peaceful marches back in the 60s just to bring about change. And it took years, and it took blood, sweat, and tears to bring about the change. So you know, it's going to take that again. But I want to speak to my young African-American brothers right now. Honey, I'm not saying don't be yourself. But, honey, when you get to the place where you are disrespectful and you don't respect your elders or any authority, that is a recipe for disaster, whether you are a young man or whether you are a young woman. And, yes, honey, we old folk don't know everything, but we know a lot. Our goal is to pass that lot on to you so that you don't have to go through some of the painful struggles that we have gone through, and then you pass that baton of knowledge on to your children. So, you know, as we, you know, come to a close tonight, because, again, I'm not going to stay on the radio a long time because, unfortunately, our guest was unable to make it this evening. But we do want to be mindful of our children. And elder people, don't be afraid to talk to the children in the street. Find out what's troubling them. As I've heard Iyanna Van Zandt say, stop clutching your pearls and come outside and talk to these young folks. And don't get me wrong. There's a way to do it. I ain't talking about coming up off your porch and talking to a bunch of people and you feel threatened. That's not what mother means. But what I mean is, even in rallies, in communities, as we come together, make our requests known. Find out what it is that's troubling them. Find out what it is that you know, has them so angry. And we know some of it, but we don't know all of it. And then we need to apologize for the times that we have dropped the ball. We need to apologize to them because they're hurting. Honey, the young folks is hurting today. And, you know, it's just really sad to me. So, you know, I'm going to start with me. I'm going to start to be the change that I want to see. And I want to apologize to the young folk out there today for anything that we have not done or have done to where we have dropped the ball as your leaders, as your authority, as your figures, your adult figures. We ask that you forgive us anytime we didn't listen, anytime we weren't there. And let's together make a better world, a better place. I know the Bible said that we are living in perilous times and that he would turn mothers against daughters and fathers against sons. I know what the word says. But God also talks about love, peace, forgiveness, and restoration. So that's where we want to start. I want to come in and thank all of the first responders, teachers, and good police officers that are out there, good authority figures. Anybody could abuse the system, and anybody could abuse authority. If you're an abuser, I ain't talking to you. I'm talking to those that get up and go after the grind every day. I want to say thank you to you, to our military people, to anybody, pastors, teachers, honey, I don't even care if you are a parent. You are an authority figure. Or if you are a supervisor on your job, you're an authority figure. But as an authority figure, when you learn to serve, that's when you become the best. When you learn to serve the people that serve you. So with that being said, God bless you all. Thank you. Next week we do have another wonderful talent that will be on the radio, and I will be announcing that on my Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and also on Instagram. So I apologize to my listeners tonight that Mr. Mitchell, Michael A.V. Mitchell, was unable to make it, but he's an awesome young man of God. He's an extraordinary talent, is what I want to say. Thank you. Excuse me, y'all, for coughing. He's an extraordinary talent, and he's a very gifted young man. I fortunately hate that he was unable to make it tonight. But in closing, I would like to play his song. And I want to thank you all again, as always, for tuning in to the Joyous Word. God loves you. Mother loves you. Oh, and by the way, honey, stop by my website anytime. If you need Mother for anything, honey, stop by the website, motherjenkins.com. Leave Mother a message or something just to let me know that you've been there, because I can't hear your footprints. So just leave me a message. Let me know you've been there. And thank you all again. When you're down to nothing, God is up to something. And I know Mother's getting ready to go take some cold medicine. God bless y'all. God love y'all. And this is from A.V. Mitchell, Michael A.V. Mitchell's new CD that he's got out. It's a wonderful song, the way he reaches out to his peers. And his current project is called Dream Catchers. And this hit is called I'm a Dream. God bless you. And again, thank you for tuning in to Joyous Word. Here is Michael A.V. Mitchell, I Am Dream.
We can do anything. We can do that. I'm not saying this. I gotta say this again. It's not black against white. When I say we, it's the good against evil. You know what I'm saying? And what I mean by we can take anything we want, we can have anything because it belongs to you. If you write and you got good on your side, I really truly believe that nothing can stop you.
Everybody that know me said that I was gonna make it. Everybody who met me.
I'm a dream. doubt based on the system. You can copy paste this government, be great and show it. Make sure everybody know it. I give God all the glory. I'm floating, feeling heroic. Your spoken word like a poet. What brought me up from my lowest? Got hope, but I once was hopeless. Did not know if I could tell this. Be great and show it. Make sure everybody know it. I give God all the glory. I'm floating, feeling heroic. I'm a dream.